evening, good morning, some places around the world, wherever you happen to be. This is Catholic Answers Live. I am Jerry Usher, in for Cy Kellett today. Always great to be filling in for Cy, who will be back on Monday. And we've got 2 hours of Catholic theology, apologetics, science, faith. We're going to be talking about a lot of things in these 2 hours today on this Friday episode of the program. So we welcome your phone calls, as always. I'll just put the phone number out there for you, and then we'll spend a little bit of time with our guest this hour setting up the topic and discussing it and diving into it. But you can get on the phone now if you'd like. We're going to be talking about evolution, order within the universe, the purposeful universe. We're going to talk about faith and science and the connection between the two, and how to rationally explain to those who think that evolution is just a matter of randomness and chance and not some kind of an intelligent design or a purposeful universe, as we say. So here's the number, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884, and you can get on and get in order on the phones right now. Our first hour guest is Dr. Daniel Keebler, a biology professor at my alma mater, Franciscan University of Steubenville, and he is the dean of the School of Natural and Applied Science. Dr. Keebler conducts regenerative research into knee osteoarthritis and seizure disorders. He is the author of The Evolution Controversy, A Survey of Competing Theories, and the host of the newly released video by the Majus Center, The Purposeful Universe. Dan, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Glad to be here with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. In your bio there, you've done research, regenerative research into knee issues. I need to talk to you off the air, I think.
I'm working on that for my knees when they go.
The knees were much better when I was at Franciscan and we played basketball and volleyball all the time. But anyway, that's a discussion for another time. Folks, as you're listening right now, if you have questions about a proper understanding of evolution, sometimes the Catholic approach or understanding to evolution gets a little bit convoluted or misunderstood. If you're wondering how to reconcile our faith really with any notion, any sort of evolution, please give us a call. If you're looking for tools and resources to help you better understand and explain the connection between faith and science, these are all things that are fair game in this hour of the program at 888-318-7884. And what I want to start with, Dan, is just these videos that you have produced with the Majus Center. Tell our listeners briefly a snapshot of what the Majus Center is, what it does, and a little bit about these videos.
Yeah, the Majus Center, as probably a lot of the listeners know, is run by Father Spitzer, who has put out videos and books and content, particularly to help young people address a lot of issues that tend to lead them away from the faith. And he's focused a lot on science and faith issues in particular. And this new initiative, The Purposeful Universe, is going to be a series of videos that sort of address the issues that come up between science and faith. There's a lot of people that are under the illusion that, modern science has shown that there's no need for God, that science can explain everything. But there's this, we want to look at, the major issues. What does science say about free will in the brain, and is that consistent with Catholic theology? What does science say about evolution, and how do we see that from a Catholic perspective? So it's trying to address all of these things that scientific issues that people tend to struggle with, and to frame them in a way that that reveals how they can be consistent with Catholic understanding of creation and purpose in the universe. Mm.
Let's talk briefly about the perceived conflict between science and faith. I think a lot of people think they should be able to pick up the Bible and have a 21st century rendition of creation and how everything sort of preceded from there. But the way they recorded history was a lot different then and throughout the century. So this connection between science and faith, a lot of people see a conflict there. What say you?
Yeah, I think there's reason that the reason that people see a conflict there, I think, is because of the fact that people aren't aware of what science really does, what science is. They're not aware of the history of the church and science, and the voices that tend to get played in society are the voices, the polemic voices, the loud polemic voices that try to divorce the two. But from a Catholic perspective, you know, there's always been this notion that God reveals himself to us. And there's two big sort of books, the book of Scripture and the book of creation. And that as you understand creation from a scientific perspective, as you investigate nature in an open and humble way, it should draw you closer to God. And that's one of the reasons the church has been one of the major benefactors of scientific research throughout the ages and continues to support scientific research to this day. And that's something that people are often just unaware of.
Catholic Answers Live. I am Jerry Usher in for Cy Kellett today, and we are visiting with Dr. Daniel Keebler of Franciscan University of Steubenville, talking about, he's been part of a video series called The Purposeful Universe. And if you've got any questions, you can get in the queue right now. We've got some people being screened already, so hurry up and get on an open phone line, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. If you're maybe you're a devout Catholic wondering how to reconcile faith and science and evolution and all of these things, maybe you want to know about Dr. Keebler's work and the work of the Majus Center. You can talk about that. Anything having to do with this topic, it's 888-318-7884. We'd love to have you on the program with us. A lot of people would say, Dan, that they would look at the world and say that there's no purpose, there's no intelligent design, that it's not a purposeful universe, but that we're just this cosmic accident. So how do we go about addressing that in a very reasonable way?
Yeah, I think that question comes off a lot, particularly around evolution. There's this perception that evolution is driven by chance events, and everything that happens in evolution is just sort of random and unplanned. And so humans are just some accidental twig on the evolutionary tree. And I think, you know, one of the things that I like to stress about evolution is that evolution only works because we live in a very ordered universe. And there's order in the universe that science can describe. And that order is at every level, at the chemical level, to physical level, to biological level. And that order is absolutely essential for evolution to work, number one. And number two, that order helps dictate sort of the direction in that evolution goes. So there is this order that drives it. And I think that leads me, and I think a lot of people, to the question, where does that order come from? Why do we live in an ordered universe that allows for, things and people like you and me and dogs and cats and so forth to exist? And I think that question is a question that comes up through scientific inquiry, but it's not a question that can be answered through scientific inquiry. So why do we live in this particular universe? Why do we find ourselves in an ordered universe? And that's one of the things that the Purposeful Universe starts to the video series tries to get at, and to see how that order, in a sense, is driving evolution and driving what we see around us in the world.
You know, as you're talking, it makes such great sense. And I know you have done a lot of work, Dan, to come to the place where you are today, and a lot of other Catholics and non-Catholics have. I'm wondering, generally speaking, do you think people are willing to put in the hard work that is necessary, the reading, the studying, the reasoning out of things, in order to come to a proper understanding of this?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. It's also difficult to wade through all the stuff that's out there on the science and faith debates, from sort of the origin of the universe to, you know, what the modern neuroscience says about the brain to, you know, what science reveals about evolution and so forth. But I think it all starts, I think, with an understanding of what science can and can't do. So, and that's what gets people often into problems. Problems where they think science can answer questions that it can't. So they think science can tell us whether or not humans have worth and value and dignity, or science can tell us whether God exists or not. So we often expect science to do things that it can't do, and so we turn to scientists to answer questions that are really philosophical questions, and that's one of the biggest issues I see out there.
Yeah, real quick before we take a break, on that note, people have to kind of bridge the gap then between science and philosophy, and that can also be a kind of an arduous journey for a lot of people.
Yeah, it can. As a scientist, you're trained to, think scientifically, to measure things, to do experiments and so forth. But you reach a point where you and I think all of us, by human nature, we reach those questions that science can't answer. Some people just discard those questions. Well, if science can't answer it, it's not important. But those are those ultimate metaphysical questions of, why do we exist? Why is the universe the way it is? Why is there order? What are humans here for? What's the purpose of humans? What's the purpose of my life? And science can't answer those questions. It could give some information to help you get to those answers, but it's not going to answer those on its own.
Right. Well, we're going to pause momentarily here and then get to Toby in New Mexico, Tom in Columbus. And there are a couple of phone lines open here. We are talking about, sometimes it can be a little bit deep stuff, but we're trying to parse it in a way that can be very, very understandable to the average person. Maybe you've got a real deep curiosity about all of this, the questions about the proper understanding of evolution, relationship between science and faith, what the church's teaching is on all of this, how you can properly and I think very understandably explain this to people who disagree or just don't understand it. Here's the phone number, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Dan, hang on, we'll get right back to you, but I want to let people know about something. I think this is very creative and very innovative. Catholic Answers is having the Black Tri-Day sale. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday sale, so they call it the Tri-Day sale. This year, things are a little bit different. Okay, a lot of different things happening with supply chain problems, mail slowdown, and a pandemic to deal with. It's a great idea to start your holiday Christmas shopping early, and you can start saving boatloads of money right now with Catholic Answers' first annual Black Tri-Day sale at shop.catholic.com. It's this Friday, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can save an additional 15% off already discounted prices when you use promo code BONUS15, BONUS15, at checkout. You can get ebooks, MP3s, CDs, books, of course, DVDs, even the School of Apologetics courses are discounted. Plus, we've got $5 flat rate shipping if you live in the continental U.S. So visit shop.catholic.com before the end of this weekend. And remember to use promo code BONUS15 at checkout for an extra 15% off.
Catch Catholic Answers live anytime at catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Wings is the weekly newsletter that's packed with program info, features, and updates of all that's going on at the Global Catholic Network. Just go to EWTN.com/wings. Fill out your name and email address, and you'll start getting your wings every week. When you get yours, send it to all your friends, and they can send it to their friends. And pretty soon, we're covering the whole world with the good news about EWTN. Wings, the weekly newsletter from EWTN, the Global Catholic Network.
Well, there are worse ways you could be spending your Friday afternoon. I think this is one of your better choices, listening to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Jerry Usher, in for Cy Kellett today. And this hour, our guest is Dr. Daniel Keebler, a biology professor at Franciscan University of Steubenville. By the way, in the second hour, we have Beth and Edward Shree. They're going to be talking about Jesus in your marriage, Dr. Edward Shree and his wife Beth. So stick around. We've got a great second hour coming up as well. But right now, Dan, we're going to go to the phone calls for you about the purposeful universe and biology and science and faith and evolution and all sorts of things. So please, folks, feel free to jump into the conversation. It's 888-318-7884. As I mentioned going into the break, Toby is first in New Mexico. Hi, Toby. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am well, and I hope you are too.
Yes, sir. I wanted to first establish who I am and what I believe. I'm actually a Jew, And I do believe in creation. I believe in a literal six-day creation, exactly the way the you know, book of Genesis describes. I was wanting to know because I had heard, I had read the article of Pope Francis when he was, and I don't remember the quote exactly, but he said God, something along the lines that God isn't a magician waving a magic wand, he said. And he went on to agree with that, that we could possibly have come about through evolution, that God could have used evolution to create us. And I was just wondering what the official stance is of the Catholic Church on that, because I think there's a lot of credible scientists who would agree with creation, and they can connect science, and it doesn't contradict the Word of God. And that's just how I see it. I did see a really good documentary on Netflix called "Is Genesis History," which I felt was really well done. I wanted to know your opinion on both of those things, sir, if you could.
Yeah, thanks, Toby. So, in terms of the official Catholic Church position on creation and evolution, the Church doesn't have like an official position that, hey, we believe in evolution. We believe in, you know, a six-day creation account. But the Church is repeatedly, the popes have repeatedly made statements about evolution, saying that evolution is a theory worth investigating, that evolution, as far as it pertains to how the human body may have evolved, is something that the Catholics can accept. What they have said repeatedly, though, is that the human person is more than just a material being. And so the science of evolution is never going to be able to explain the totality of what a human person is, and that the human soul, which is an immaterial entity, could not have evolved. It must be created immediately by God. And I think a lot of the popes, you know, especially some of the most recent popes, Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul II, really saw creation and evolution as sort of mutually complementary explanations about for reality, in the sense that the Genesis creation account is not something that's meant to be a scientific description of history, but the Genesis creation account is meant to explain what human beings are. Human beings are made in the image and likeness of God. Human beings have a spiritual nature, are, you know, a body and a soul. They are in a specific relationship with God. They're in a specific relationship with each other. It's meant to tell us that, you know, that creation is dependent upon God, that creation doesn't come out of nothing. Creation and everything that exists is dependent on God as creator. And then evolution, the scientific theory of evolution, at least, can explain and understand biological scientific developments of how the human body may have come in to being. It's not meant to be an either or, but they both explain different aspects of what it means to be human. You know, there's a lot of, you know, scientific evidence, particularly in the fossil record, in terms of modern hominid fossil record of humans possibly evolving, and different species that have been identified that are not, you know, modern humans, but are humans that, you know, have, or hominid species that are sort of intermediate between humans and other primates. And so there's a lot of evidence suggesting that the human body has evolved or changed. The human form has come into being through some evolutionary process. But that doesn't negate sort of the truths of Genesis that the Catechism talks about, and those truths that I sort of outlined, that, you know, that creation is dependent on God. Man is made in his image. We have a special relationship with God, and we are not just a material being. I think there's that beautiful image in Genesis where it says, you know, God grabbed the dirt and breathed into the nostril to made the body of man from the dirt, and then breathed life into him. And that, I think, is symbolic. It is of the dual nature of man, that we are both a physical and a spiritual entity.
Well, actually, sir, I think that evolution is a very dangerous theory, and especially as a Jewish man, I believe that many dictators and different powers around the world have used evolution as an excuse to kill other human beings, and I just think it's really a faulty on the Catholic Church's behalf to even consider even toying with that. I mean, it's to me, there's no way that it could even possibly be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's many people that use scientific evidence or scientific theories, and then use them for atheistic, materialistic purposes. So they argue, well, you know, evolution, shows that certain races are better than others or things like that, and certainly can be used in that way, but that is not a scientific use of the theory. It's not a scientific understanding of the theory. So. That's where, you know, I think a lot of these problems come is understanding the difference between the science of evolution, what it shows, and then what people extrapolate from that. So people would say, well, science of evolution shows that God doesn't exist. Well, it shows nothing of the sort. In fact, the order that's needed for evolution to occur suggests that there's a source of that order, a purpose behind evolution. And that is, I think a better and more rational, reasonable, philosophical understanding of how evolution can tie in with our faith, rather than to see evolution as just sort of a random chance process that demonstrates that human beings are nothing but disposable things. So it really comes down to a sort of a better philosophical understanding of the limits of what evolution can show. And it certainly has been used, and a lot of theories can be used for bad purposes. I don't discount that.
Does that help, Toby?
Well, yes, I thank you for your answer, and I'll continue listening to these kinds of things, especially when you're talking about evolution. The sun is about to set, and I'm about ready for Shabbat. So thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
God bless you,
thank
Toby.
Thank you, Toby.
Yeah, bless you and bless your adherence to your religion there. And we pray for you. We ask God to bless you, and we ask you to pray for us as well. Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. We're visiting with Dr. Daniel Keebler, a biology professor at Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we're talking about, among other things, is the universe, does it have purpose? Is it ordered? Is it random? Is it chance? If you have any questions about this at all, how to present this, how to talk about it, discuss it, maybe especially with young people who are kind of just real independent and kind of have their own ways of thinking nowadays. 888-318-7884. Next up is Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Tom, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. My question is, the universe we know behaves according to the rules of quantum mechanics. In quantum mechanics, the beginning is in the middle. The arrows go both ways, proceeding to infinity on both sides. How does this comport with the Catholic idea of how the universe began? Because quantum mechanics said that there was no Big Bang.
Yeah, so the Catholic Church has, long held that the universe, as we know it, is not eternal. That the universe, on theological grounds, argues that the universe had a beginning, and I think the most modern physicists would agree with that the universe, at least our universe, has originated in the singularity event of the Big Bang, that is it led to a process of cosmic evolution over time, where you produce stars, and those stars explode, and within them they produce the elements and then produce planets, and therefore produce the raw material that can allow sort of evolutionary process. So you have sort of planetary evolution creates a planet that then could have biological evolution, and that there is a sort of a directionality in that process. I'm not a physicist, but that is, you know, sort of the dominant understanding of how of cosmology, as most physicists would describe it.
Okay, Tom.
Well, as a matter of fact, physicists don't describe it as that. They don't describe there being a singularity. In quantum mechanics, there is no beginning. It progresses to infinity on either end.
Doctor, hold on one second there. We're going to get a hard break here that we have to take and let our affiliates do some local announcements and such, and we will come back. Tom, hang on the line there. We got a good conversation going between Tom in Columbus and Dr. Daniel Keebler, who is biology professor at Franciscan University of Steubenville and the dean of the School of Natural and Applied Science. Again, Tom, please stay with us. Luke is in Kansas, who will be right after that. I'm Jerry Usher in for Cy Kella today. Great to have you with us. Please join us on the phone. 888-318-7884.
We're waiting for your call. Grab that line and get on board.
To many people, even many Christians, purgatory is a fantasy, or worse, a wicked lie invented by the church to make salvation complicated and keep people in fear. But I'm here to tell you that purgatory is fact, not fiction. The Bible supports it, Christians have historically believed in it, and it makes theological sense. In my new book, Purgatory is for Real, I provide the evidence and reasoning to help you understand this controversial doctrine and demonstrate how it's actually a joyful, hopeful reality, not something shadowy and mysterious, but a sign of God's love and mercy. To get your copy of Purgatory is for Real, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas, is one of the most courageous leaders in the church, known for his outspoken support of unborn life, Orthodox faith and morals, and reforming Catholic institutions. In his groundbreaking new book, Light and Leaven, he offers a forthright perspective on the state of the church today and calls on the lay faithful to meet its challenges boldly, touching on topics including parish renewal, the centrality of the Eucharist, the need for prayer and silence in a noisy and distracted age, and the battle between good and evil in the church and world. Bishop Strickland's wise insights and evident love for souls will inspire and edify you. To order your copy of Light and Leaven, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic Answers Live, it's Dr. Daniel Keebler of Franciscan University of Steubenville and having a conversation with our friend Tom in Columbus, Ohio. I know, Tom, you had the last kind of some comments there. Dan, I don't know if you want to respond to what Tom said, but you're both welcome to kind of continue this dialogue you have going.
Yeah, Tom, there is a debate. You know, I know Stephen Hawking has put out ideas that the universe, you know, based on its quantum, that there is no boundary point. But there's a lot of physicists that argue that there is a boundary, there is the beginning of quantum, origin of the universe, and that you can find a boundary condition where the universe had a beginning. And so there is theoretical debate about that. But I think most cosmologists think that it's, there is a way to reconcile the idea of an expanding universe and the Big Bang with quantum, a quantum understanding of the universe.
Tom, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess we can debate that, but it's too long of a debate to continue on the radio. But I certainly appreciate your answer, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for listening to Catholic Radio there in Columbus. Always good to have all of our affiliates carrying Catholic Answers Live. We thank you for that. 888-318-7884. We're going to go next to Kansas and Luke, who is listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Hi, Luke. You're on with Dr. Daniel Keebler.
Hi. Thank you. I have a question about Adam and Eve. As you said earlier, whether they were created or evolved, that they had a soul, but I've heard both ways, that there could have just been one Adam and one Eve, or that they could have been symbolically the head of the human race. Like Adam could have been symbolically the head, and I was kind of wondering how that would work either way, or if there is a official stance on that.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's quite a common question about evolution that you think, well, how did the human race get started? And the idea of Adam and Eve and a single couple. And, you know, modern science sort of suggests that, you know, the amount of genetic variability in the human population suggests that humans must have arisen from a population rather than a single pair. I mean, the Catholic Church has taught, you know, that the idea that humans have come from at least a single pair, and suggested that for years. But in and the main reason that has been held is to try to hold it's hard to integrate the doctrine of original sin with the idea of Adam being the head of a group of individuals. But in Humani Generis, it talks about the idea of a polygenism, the idea that humans emerged from a population, say, of 100,000 individuals, and that it's hard to reconcile that with the idea of original sin. But there are ways in which I think that theologians have tried to do that in the sense that you have a population, an ensouled population that has moral reasoning, abstract thought, and has been given sort of the preternatural gifts, and all the individuals in that population sin and fall. So then by propagation, everybody, all the descendants inherit that sort of the effects of original sin. That type of understanding would allow for, you know, the doctrine of original sin to be there, but to also be consistent with sort of the science of genetics and the amount of genetic variability in the human population. There's other theories that, you know, that you could have an individual couple, an Adam and Eve per se, that you know, they sin and fall, and their descendants then interbreed with other individuals that maybe were not human, and that their offspring were then human. And that could bring in genetic variability into the population. But the idea is that we really don't know, and I don't think science can ever answer that question, you know, of exactly how Adam and Eve fit into, or how the first humans came to be. What we do know, you know, from our Catholic faith is that we are ensouled individuals, and whoever our first parents are, were ensouled. They were in relationship to God, and that they, in a special relationship with God, and then fell. They rejected that, the grace, and then we have all inherited that in some way through original sin. So that's sort of my take on there, and consistent with what the Catholic Church has taught.
How's that, Luke?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Glad you're listening, and we encourage all of you who are tuned in, download the Catholic Answers Live app. It's a way that you can keep up with Catholic Answers, all of the apostolate, and especially the radio program Catholic Answers Live. Our phone number, 888-318-7884, is the number to call. Dr. Daniel Keebler is on with us here, and we are talking about the purposeful universe versus randomness or chance, intelligent design, how to reconcile all of these things. And Carson has a very, very insightful and important question in Rock Rapids, Iowa. Hi, Carson. Welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Fire away.
I'm calling I'm a fifth grade science teacher, and starting here on Monday, we are having, you know, we're diving into the topic of life science and evolution and stuff like that. So I'm looking for some tips to, you know, bring up that conversation. And as a profound Christian, like, how do I, you know, balance that, you know, creation view versus evolution without confusing those young minds or influencing them because I'm in a public school?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's at a public school, that's a different, you know, it's even harder thing to do. I think one of the things that it's good to do is just to let the students know what evolution and the science of evolution can explain. You know, and just say there's certain things that evolution can't explain, to frame that this is not evolution explaining everything. I think a lot of times students get taken aback because they see in a textbook or from a teacher that evolution is going to explain everything to you, and that say, hey, look, evolution and stress, this can explain how physical things can evolve, how physical bodies can change over time, but it doesn't necessarily explain all of what human beings are, for example. And that's not a religious statement, it's a philosophical statement that I think you could get across to students without mentioning the word philosophy at a fifth grade level. Teaching at a Catholic school and it's much easier to bring up those things and discuss sort of what, you know, the church has talked about this and see those in relationship to each other. How do you normally teach it?
Well, I don't know. It's my first year teaching, so that's why I was calling in. So I guess I was going to, do something like that, try to, not go into super, great detail just because we are at a fifth grade level. Being my first year, I don't really know how I'm going to teach it. So.
Yeah, no, it's, I think starting with, rather than talking about human evolution, talking about other aspects of evolution, I think it's a little bit easier for students to accept and understand. And there isn't as much, philosophical baggage that they have to work through, with that. It is a tricky thing, particularly at a public school.
Awesome.
All right, Carson.
Well, thank you so much for taking my question. So.
Yeah, thank you, Carson, for being a teacher and imparting wisdom to our young minds and hearts. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to Catholic Answers Live. 1-888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Want to bring your attention to a free ebook. Catholic Answers is wonderful about offering you free resources. One of those is a free ebook. It's been a tough year, and we want to know how best to kind of persevere and hang in there and move forward. Well, according to this free ebook, the answer is prayer. Prayer, prayer. Prayer is our best weapon against evil, and you can learn more about it with a very special free ebook from Father Hugh Barber and Father Sebastian Walsh, frequently heard here on Catholic Answers Live. Just visit shop.catholic.com and download your free copy of the book, the ebook 20 Answers Prayer. You look for the button at the top of the page at shop.catholic.com. More of your calls for Dr. Daniel Keebler in just a minute.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
EWTN, communicating the faith.
The best way to practice not really being able to fully celebrate in other people's successes is to go to what you're grateful for in your own life. So when someone next to you is having a great success, you immediately go to, Lord, I'm so grateful. I have my health. Well, I have my husband. I'm grateful. I have a roof over my head. And all of a sudden, everything becomes just perfect.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
All right, Jerry Usher here for Cy Kellett. Today I want to issue you a friendly invitation to join me and my co-host Debbie Giorgiani Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on many of these same EWTN stations for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And if you miss the live broadcast at noon Eastern, you can always tune in at midnight Eastern if you're a night owl and catch the encore of each day's program. That's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, heard on many of these same EWTN stations. Dr. Daniel Keebler is with us this hour. He is a part of the Purposeful Universe video series from the Majus Center. We'll hear a little bit more about that and how you can get details on that before we end the program. But we want to go back to your calls. And Jeffrey is in Selma, Texas, also listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome. Jeffrey, you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh, great. So I want to say I was listening to the Jewish person that called in, and he reminded me of the Philokalia, which I think is a collection of saintly books in the Eastern Orthodox Church. And I can't recall what saint it was, but I think what he had proposed was that the center of the universe is man, and that if the God of the universe became man, that was the reason why, that the earth, the universe exists, but it is part of Satan's great lie, and that also when God created earth, it was paradise for man. I was curious if he'd ever come across that in those books or...
Are you talking about our guest Dan or the Toby who called? Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I haven't come across that, this idea that, you know, space is sort of evil, and you know, that the there's this dichotomy with the earth as a paradise. You know, there's so many people that believe that, or have this idea that before the fall, that the earth was a paradise, and that there was no death and so forth. But there's nothing sort of in Catholic theology that we have to believe that, for example, that there was no animal death and destruction before humans came, and that humans, when humans fall, that brings, you know, death to humans and brings pain and suffering to humans, and you know, the possibility of the ultimate pain of being separated from God from all eternity.
Okay, are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead. I am. And so, as I understand, though, the Philokalia is part of the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Right.
And so it would, I think it's a, I don't know, a belief or a philosophy or maybe an interpretation from some of their saints on, you know, that this is how the universe exists, with it being solely made for man. And could that be true?
That the universe is solely made for man. I think that, you know, the church would teach that the universe, you know, man is sort of the culmination of the universe, is the only created thing in the universe that's made in the image and likeness of God. But the idea that God creates the universe out of his own sort of generosity, his own love, and so it's created for all creatures, you know, but we do have a special place in that, I think, would be sort of the Catholic take on man's place in creation.
All right, Jeffrey?
That definitely kind of, I think, falls in line with what I recall or try to recall the saints saying is, you know, we are very special in the entire creation. Mm-hmm. All things exist for...
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jeffrey, for the call from Selma, Texas. Appreciate it very much. We are running short on time this hour, but we have time for a few more calls at 888-318-7884. Let's go to Willard, Ohio. Tammy, welcome to Catholic Answers Live, and you are on with Dr. Daniel Keebler. Hello.
Great. Thank you. Hello.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a question. I was just flipping through the radio stations, and I came across your broadcast, and I'm a born-again Christian, and I was curious to see your take on this. Were you saying that that multiple Adams sinned? Because I was under the Bible in Genesis. It says that there was God created one man, and from him he created, from his ribs he created Eve. So my question to you is, if there were multiple Adams and multiple Eves, then they would have all had to sin to bring that curse on them. So I'm curious of what you thought about that.
Yeah, great, Tammy. That's exactly right. And I'm not saying that occurred. I'm saying that's one possibility. So the idea that, you know, different Catholic theologians look at is, how do you understand human origins with keeping the doctrine of original sin intact? And that one possibility that that people have looked at is the idea that you have an initial population of, say, 100 human individuals that are given the moral, you know, the supernatural graces. And you're right, if that's the case, all of them would have to fall, you know, in rapid succession. And it's similar. So you look at the Genesis creation story, right? Eve falls, and then Adam falls, and then now their offspring are fallen. And so if it happens with two, could that happen with 100 individuals living together in a group? And is that possible? You know, the church hasn't definitively said, you know, that's not possible. That's not what it has said, is that any understanding of human origins has to maintain the doctrine of original sin. And theologians have debated, you know, different ideas about that for a while now, Catholic theologians. So I hope what I was saying make sense then?
Well, in Genesis, as I read the account, I see it's, you know, it also says from one man, sin came into the world, one man it left, meaning Jesus was, you know, the second Adam. So when I read it literal, and I believe that when Jesus, you know, when God tells us that, you know, one man brought sin into the world, meaning, you know, Adam, which Adam, you know, Eve is the one who took of the fruit, and then she went to her husband and said, here, and he had the choice to say no thank you or to take it, then he did partake of that. And so as I read the account of the Bible, I read it very literal, and I say, you know, God said that in the creation account, he said he created man, and from man he took the rib, the, you know, and made woman. And so as I'm reading that, it's not telling me there's a bunch of Adams and he's taking a bunch of people's ribs and making a bunch of women. You know what I mean? So
as the Bible. And I think from a Catholic perspective, to be clear, one does not have to take it from that literal perspective. What does that mean then? You know, it still has to be read. You know, the Bible has to be read in its entirety. It has to be interpreted in line with church teaching. But it is not necessarily a historical description of exactly what occurred. And so that is sort of the Catholic understanding of the first few chapters of Genesis.
Thing real fast. I'm a born again Christian. I'm not a part of the Catholic faith. I'm a born again Christian, but I feel like you just said that's not a historical account, but I believe that the Bible is the holy inspired word of God, and it is historical, that everything is God breathed, and that everything in the scripture is exactly how it happened. There's no, you know, God's word is truth. There's, I can't give you the verse exactly where it's found, but it says God's word is truth, that there's no fault, there's no lies in the Bible. It is all true. So if, I guess that's what I'm saying, is it is a historical
and the Catholic
account.
Yeah, the Catholic Church would argue that everything in the Bible is true, but there are different types of literature that is that are in the Bible. And so what is said in the Psalms is said is not meant to be taken literally, because there's poetic and language that's used, and symbolic language. And I think, you know, in certain cases and so you have to understand the intent of the author, the form that's being used. And that's something that the Catholic Church has long taught about interpreting and understanding scripture. So,
yeah, I think maybe one good way to kind of back that up, Doctor, is, you know, there are two creation accounts, you know, and are they contradictory? Are they complementary? And so there's more. And Tammy, thank you for the call. God bless you. I'm glad you're a born again Christian. So are we as Catholics. We're so blessed to all be born again in Christ. And we appreciate you listening to the program here on Catholic Answers Live. But we had an off-air note from Gary in Jackson, Mississippi, Dan, that we might want to probably wrap up the program on here this hour. He says, I don't think it's been made clear that Catholics are not required to believe in evolution. So how do you what do you say to Catholics with regard to this whole question? Well, what we're required to believe, what we're not required to believe, what would you say?
I'd say when it comes to scientific theories and scientific questions, what Catholics are required to do is to use their God-given reason to understand, the science as best they can, and so that's sort of the requirement, that faith and reason are not in conflict. So, the idea that look at the science. About evolution, about the origin of the universe, and so forth, and where you study that in a humble way with right reason, it should lead you to an understanding of God's creation. And from my perspective, when you look at evolution, it seems to be a very rational and reasonable position. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that that's true. And therefore, then how does that then fit with the other truths that God has revealed to us, not only in his creation, but in scripture?
Right. Well, before we wrap up, we got about a minute and a half or so. I'd love to have you give a little bit more information about this video series that you have been a part of with the Majus Center, The Purposeful Universe. What is it again, and where can people find more information about it?
Yeah, once again, the video series is a series of videos addressing some of the major scientific issues that people struggle with. How do we integrate, evolution, understanding of neuroscience, understanding of modern physics? How do we integrate that with our faith? How does it lead us towards God? And how might it suggest that there's purpose behind the universe? And you can find the first video in that series out if you go to The Purposeful Universe and just Google that. Majus Center, Purposeful Universe, you'll be able to find the video and a podcast and some other materials there about the first one.
All right, and the Majus Center is spelled M-A-G-I-S, if I'm not mistaken. I took 2 years of Latin at Steubenville, doctor, so I think that means mother, doesn't it? Or teacher, mother, or teacher, right?
Yeah,
Mater, of course, is mother. What am I? Sister Maria Regina Pachas would be slapping my wrist with a ruler right now.
Yes.
It means teacher, of course. Well, very good. And anything you want to update us on? You and I were talking briefly before the hour started about how the semester's going at Steubenville. You got the students there, and you guys are trying to kind of keep things going as close to normal as possible, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's been a very unusual time, but it's just been great to have the students back here this semester, and we've made it almost to the end of the semester, and there's nothing to substitute in-person education, to be with students in the classroom, talking to them and engaging them in conversation and so forth. So just as an educator, it's such a delight to be in person, and hopefully we continue throughout the rest of the semester and into next semester too, without getting shut down.
Yeah, praise God. Thanks for what you're doing, and please keep up the good work there at Franciscan University. Dr. Daniel Keebler, can people find you anywhere online, a website, or the work that you're doing or anything?
Yeah, just on the Franciscan University website. If you look on there, you can find my work, and some of it is on the Purposeful Universe website there.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, it's franciscan.edu. I think that is the web address. All right, Dr. Daniel Keebler, thank you so much. Been great working with you. Great. Had a good pleasure this hour. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. It's been great talking with you.
All right. ThePurposefulUniverse.com is where you can find more information about that video series by the Majus Center. Hour number two, straight ahead, we're going to talk about Jesus in your marriage. All right. It's not an apologetics course about marriage or anything like that. It's practical stuff. I mean, if you're a married man, a married woman, you're going to want to tune in and you may want to call in. Start calling now, 888-318-7884. Dr. Edward Shree and his wife Beth will join us again to talk about Jesus in your marriage. Stick around.